Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
It's time for Friday Follies, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of Checkerboards. Checkerboards! Leave them empty when you want to signal you might actually know how to play chess, or load them up with checkers when you want to make it clear you don't. Checkerboards!
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
This is Comedy Forecast, episode 654. Insecurity Deposit.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can support the show and get episodes before they're released to everyone else. Just search on Patreon for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Thank you.
Ah, here's the bank. I almost didn't recognize it. I guess it's been a long time since I... Oh!
Sorry!
Hillcrest!
Hi! Danny Hillcrest here!
Yes, I know, Danny. I didn't know you used this credit union.
Wow! This bank is also a place that has money? What a fun factoid trivia fact! Huh! I come here for the hot, warm beverages! I wonder where I left mine. Oh well, gotta go!
Note to self. Check to see if Google has a Hillcrest to English translator.
Welcome to Middling Fair Credit Union and Immovable Objects Relocation Service. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm Abby Fallmacher.
Miss Fallmacher, how delightful to see you again.
Again?
Yes, it's me, Charles Richardson. I was the teller who helped you open your account.
Oh, that was some time ago, wasn't it?
45 years ago. I'm the manager now. I retire next week. Oh, and I have something for you.
What's this?
You forgot to take this complimentary pen when you opened your account.
And you've been carrying it around in that bag for 45 years? Doesn't the bank have my address?
Yes, well...
You could have mailed it.
I suppose
we... Or had someone drop it off.
Perhaps that's...
Or just call me.
It's just that our other customers don't usually wait 4.5 decades between visits.
The truth is, I used to have my front desk clerk take care of all the hotel deposits.
Oh, Giles?
But I let him go. So now I have to take care of all this myself.
I see. Well, I'm sure you've noticed things have changed a bit since your last visit.
Yes, the lack of ashtrays and pet rock giveaways took me by surprise. Although I do kind of miss the lava lamps.
It's all part of our rebranding. MFCU has washed away the moldy old credit union experience, cleaning up the entire process. We call it money laundering. Although now that I've said that out loud, I really think we could have come up with a better phrase.
Uh-huh. Can we get to making the deposit?
Oh, of course.
Where is the manager?
Excuse me for 1 second, Miss Fallmacher. I have to deal with another one of our prominent customers. How can I help you, Mr. Bando? I see you brought your briefcase. Are you here to add more items to your safe deposit box?
What business is that of yours?
If you will recall, Mr. Bando, the last time you visited, we had a great deal of trouble resealing your safe deposit box door. I mentioned to you at the time that you might need to consider a bigger box.
Dick Bando has never been concerned with the size of Dick Bando's box. Since it is November, Dick Bando is here to make a withdrawal. Now, to the vault cave!
Actually, Mr. Bando, there is a customer ahead of you.
Dick Bando thinks that Dick Bando must have heard you incorrectly. because it sounds as if you told Dick Bando that Dick Bando would have to wait.
That's right, Bando. I was here first.
Fallmacher, Dick Bando might have known. Don't you have some baskets to weave?
I'll weave your basket.
Mr. Bando, Miss Fallmacher, please. I must insist that you remain civil.
Oh, fine. Let impatient Pete here go first. I want to take a look around anyway.
Ah, thank you. If you would be so good as to follow me, Mr. Bando. Oh, from right in front of me, that's fine.
Dick Bando does not know this impatient Pete. Does he look like Dick Bando? If so, he is one lucky fellow.
Oh, what do we have over here? A coffee station? And it's not run by Caprica Coffee? I must give it a try. Excuse me.
Hello, what can I get for you while you bank with us today?
Just a regular coffee, please.
Regular. You got it. Can I have your name so I can call you when it's ready?
Yes. Abby. A-B-B-Y.
Okay, and no charge. Compliments of Middling Fair Credit Union.
Wonderful. I'll wait over here by this activities area. Oh, and who is this?
I'm Stevie. I'm playing Jenga. You take away one and the rest have to stay
latte
up.
Latte for Andy.
Like this. See?
Latte
I'm
for Andy.
I'm the best ever. You want to try?
My goodness. I haven't seen this since I.M. Pei showed me how he used it to design the Mesa Laboratory.
Blah, blah. You talk a lot.
Watch and learn, kid. There. Oh. 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 Huh. Now it actually looks more like the Johnson Museum of Art at Cornell.
Mommy, the mean lady broke my game.
Latte for Andy. Latte, excuse me, ma'am. Aren't you Andy?
Abby.
That's what I said. Here's your latte.
But I ordered a regular coffee.
Yeah, it's what I drink here all the time. By the way, there's no tipping. Unless you really want to.
So sorry to keep you waiting, Miss Fallmacher. Oh, I see you drink lattes too. They seem to be very, very popular here. Anyway, I stopped by my...
Dick Bando has concluded Dick Bando's business. Dick Bando will be leaving now.
So long, Dick.
Dick Bando will text you when Dick Bando thinks of a pithy retort.
Was it my imagination, or was his briefcase glowing?
I hardly notice anymore. He comes in every week to either put something in or take something out of his box. During the summer, the briefcase is glowing when he comes in. The rest of the year, it glows when he goes out.
Any idea what it's all about?
Miss Fallmacher, neither I nor anyone else who works for this institution would ever inquire about what one of our customers is placing into their safe deposit box. This bank has very high standards when it comes to privacy.
Good to know.
Now, as I was saying, I stopped by my office and pulled this sticky note off my monitor. It's your banking login information. Do you actually want to keep your password as Little Wicker Baskets? I mean, it seems a bit obvious.
Could you say it a bit louder? I don't think everyone on the block heard you.
Latte for Dabney Hillcrate. Latte for Dabney. You know what? Forget it. I'll have it myself.
My goodness, look at the time. Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Oh, right you are, Sir Patrick. There's just time for a quick reminder. You can support Comedy Forecast for as little as a dollar a month. Go to patreon.com/comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4. You'll not only feel great about it, you'll also get episodes before everyone else. Thank you. Comedy Forecast Patreon patrons do truly rock.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
happy holidays from all of us here at the Mutual Audio Network.